Chaf Tes continued. Chaf Vav. Chaf Hei Iri Tov Shemem Hei, May 1695, Thursday continued.
Very unlikely that it should fertilize the egg cell. So Mili doesn't have a Chalishem Shalazel. Alright. Now he says the Alochik of Azam Nazari. That's what the Rabbi Bat Nora says. But the Shkono doesn't pass me that way. Because there is a Machlik Stanoim here in the Mishneh, but then the Gemara in Shabbos mentions the Shita of the Chachomim. The Shita of the Chachomim. That only if it was Nishtanad in the air more than 72 hours. Than 6 days. Otherwise not. And we paskin, Shkolov paskins like that. Now, Mishnah Dalet. If it's Gichomim Shepolta Shefazer Ami Yisroel Tmeyol, if it is Gichomim was received Shefazer Ami Yisroel, so then she was Polta. So it's Tmeya because the Shechvazera is the Shechvazera of Israel, that's Tame. But Israel Shepol to Shechvazera no Lichovi, so the Shechvazera is a Vanaku, that's not Tame. Ho Yisho Sheshim Shobe Yisho, the Yodo Vitovlo, the Lichito is Abayis. She didn't wipe herself. Is Kiyu Loi Tovlo. So, since she did not wipe herself, so there is still a possibility that she replaced the Shechvazera. So Mimele Kiluli Tovlo. Because the Aloha is that if a woman is replaced the Shechvazera, so then she becomes Tomei one day. Like in Balkeri. Balkeri Shetoval Viloyitila Samayim Kishiyatla Samayim Tomei. Why? Because there might be droplets of Shechvazera in the Meraglai. Rabbi Yisai Mabichile Uvizokein Tomei. But the Yelet Viboritoir. Because the whole Shechvazera came out. So then, nothing remained in the Meraglai. Alright. Meyatib Shechvazera Shepolto Teila Fulim Rabon Leke Lekibes Abayis Lekim Chasasma Actually, Shoeb Lach Luchish of Shoezera, Kill Ritobu, Hashim Shimtiku Tipo Shoezera, Shoebi Simoki, Shakomayim Tommy, Shemonishtaim Nakarim Ziham of Yetim Ashesen, Bielad Boritoyo, Shitim Kia, Mishtaia, but come for Yelet, call Shin or Ravi, Echo the Hills Manali, the Manali of Lubishin Shono, Lawahit Rabyesi, Nideshin Rosno Mois Bifio, the Yod of Ritoblo. Teiro mitumoso, avot mei al gav reiko, nos nosara bifio, kopso yodo, kotso speseo, kilo litopo. So if you need to put change, coins, in her mouth, and then while she kept it, let's say the nickels, the dimes, in her mouth, she went down into the mikveh to be tevel. So, she becomes Toya from the Tumas Mide. She was an Avatume. So, even though she had coins in her mouth, but that is not Ichzitze. So, Mimele, she is Mitaris Lebairo. So, it's a good feeling. Avot Mei Al Gavreiko, because the Reik is Tomei, the coins had the spittle of the Nido, and the Reik of his Zav is an Avatume, or Zav is Zobei Nide, is an Avatume, so Mimele the coin also became Tomei. Now then, and if the coin is Matres, so it becomes Tomei. So, Shenislas, Alamoyes came in Tvile, Utneo Miteras, Mage de Reike Mitame, be Mage will Maser, but she becomes Tomei not from the coins, from touching the coins. She becomes Tomei because the spittle is an Avatume. She couldn't be Mikabutume from a Rishin Tume. Now the coin the Kohen becomes a Rishni Tumei, but she could not be Mikabu Tumei from a Rishni Tumei. But the spittle itself is in contact with her guf. So Mele, she becomes, and the spittle, the rake, is another Tumei. So she becomes a Rishni Tumei. Ligabi Tairas, Utmeyom Tiras Magli, Rake Mitan Magli Mas. Nos no Sara Bifio, Kokza Yodo, Kotzos Liseo, Ki Ilo Loitom. Now there are two Mishinas in the Rashi. That's very important. Very important. That's one of the basic halachas in Tfilah. So Nos no Sara Bifio, Kokza Yodo, Nos no Sara Bifio. In other words, some mele, the hair was blocked, the entry of water into the mouth, some mele, it's not a good feeling. Or, kofta yodo, she closed her fist when she went down to the mikveh, so no water could come. She closed it, bechezek, very tightly, so no water could come in. So, is, or kotos herself, she closed her mouth, so kill it up. Now that took shot. There are two pshat in the Rash. The first lotion of the Rash is very machmir. In other words, according to the first pshat in the Rash, kotos v'sel means even if she closed the mouth, so still it's not a good feeling. Not a good feeling. Now the question is, why shouldn't it be a good feeling? Because if she closes the mouth, so really water cannot come in. But there is a loche that Beis HaStorim doesn't require any entry of water, Beis HaStorim, and the mouth, the inside of the mouth, is a Beis HaStorim. It's not exposed, usually. But, Rav Zeira says, holy be a smiling being. Now, it's not necessary that water should come into the mouth, but it should be capable of coming. But if you close it, so then water cannot come in. So mele it is echsitze, because water cannot come in. So that means, according to the first Russian Rash, when the woman goes through it, when the man goes through it, he has to keep the mouth a little open. Now that he has to keep it open like this. I mean, but he has a little open, not closed, because if he keeps the mouth, or the man keeps his mouth closed, so then it's not even holy biasmai. It's not even holy biasmai. The second pshat in the Rashi, that's very important, and there's the shita of most shema, and it's the ikar shlosh in the Rashi, is that when a person goes through it, he can keep the mouth closed. Why? Because if you keep the mouth closed, no water can come inside the mouth, doesn't matter. Because it's Beis HaStorim. And Beis HaStorim, so it's not necessary that water should come into the Beis HaStorim. But Rav Zeira says, holy be a smiling being. Holy be a smiling being. It has to be capable of coming in, but if you keep the mouth closed, so it's no water can come in. So the Rash says in the second lashon, and there's the shita of most that holy bias mind doesn't mean it has to be capable of coming in. Holy bias mind means that there shouldn't be dovar achitzit inside the mouth. In other words, suppose you have a bone, or you have crumbs of meat or bread between the teeth. So then the tefillah is not a good tefillah. Why? Because even if water will come in, it will not be effective, because there is a dovar achitzis. But if you don't have a bone, a crumb between the teeth, inside the mouth, so if water did come in, it would moisten the inside of the mouth. But water doesn't come in because you keep the mouth closed. That doesn't matter. Holy bias mind doesn't mean that water has to be capable of coming. In other words, there shouldn't be dovar achitzis inside the mouth. But if you cleaned out all the all the things that might be between the teeth. In other words, if you brush your teeth and so on, very well, so that there is no delachitzit between one tooth and the other. So if water will come in, there it will penetrate completely inside the mouth. So then it's considered to all the bias mind, even though she kept the mouth closed. That's the second wash. Now there's the second wash. So in other words, what's the machlekes between the first washing in the Rashi and the second washing in the Rashi? The machlekes is, what's the pshat in all the bias mind? According to the first washing in the Rashi, all the bias mind means that water has to be capable of coming. It didn't come in, all right, it didn't come in. But what he has to, the mouth has to be a little open so that water might come in, even though it didn't come in, because she didn't keep the mouth wide open. But as long as she kept it a little open, some male, it's all the best way. Mashen came if it's completely closed, so then it's not a good, it's not holy bias mind. Then the second lashon says, even if it's completely closed, so it's still considered holy bias mind. What would be considered any holy bias mind? If she had something inside the mouth, a bone between one tooth and the other. So even if the water that did come in wouldn't be able to penetrate fully inside the mouth, then it's not holy bias mind. But as long as she cleared all the dvorim achetzitzim from inside the mouth, so then even if she closed the mouth, so it's all right. So what's the pshat in the Mishneh? Kotzo shloseo. In other words, kotzo shloseo kiilu litavo. So he says, now you have to look at me. Kotzo, I don't know the Alvei. In other words, she closed her lips that way, that even the part of the lip that is ordinarily exposed, you see, in an average person, when he assumes a normal position, so this part, this half of the lip is not exposed, but this part of the lip is exposed. But suppose, cultures are sound like this. So even the outside half is kotzer, which ordinarily is gold. So it's not a bizarre story. So then there is no dilemma, because this half of the lip is not a bizarre story. This half of the lip is a bizarre story. Not this half of the lip. So that's the pshat by most Hashem. And then the Shikis HaHambam, there's the Shikis HaHaybet, and that's the Yikap pshat. There's the Shikis HaRosh, but there is one motion in the Rash that all bias mind means that water should be capable of coming in. Alright. Oh, look how the Rabbi Tanora says. Kotzos v'sero, doch kotzos v'sero b'yeser of this one. What do you mean b'yeser? B'yeser means this. That even the head that is ordinarily exposed was also him. You see, so then it's a real thing, because it's not a business story. You see, this head is not a business story. This head is a business story. So, but this process is so real. So even the head that is ordinarily gold, so was hidden, so that it's a real city. Then it's a real city. Ha'eicha is v'yodom u'v'keilim u'madbilom mitmei. Suppose somebody holds on to an odom who has that blessing to God. So he holds on to his hand, and the child has to be tevil. So it's made. Because at the place of juncture, so no water came in. But suppose he was madiach, he he moistened it with water, and then he was holding on to the child, so the water on the hand of the child is mechuber to the water. So then it's dry. That when you have to hold on, sometimes you have to be tail a child, the gales. Now it's an infant. So you have to hold the child by the hand. So then, according to Rav Shimon, so it's not necessary to moisten the hand of one who holds on to the child. But as long as he makes it loose, so then water can come in at the place of juncture. Now there is a machlokes b'shem here. Who is the machmir and who is the maker? Who is the machmir and who is the maker? Now according to the Rashba, so the Tanakhameh is maker. Tanakhameh is maker. He says, Imidiach es yodeh b'mayim, so he's failing, and he can hold on to the child even tightly. So Rav Shimon is machmir, he says, even if he's madiach es yodeh b'mayim, so it's not enough, but he has to loosen. He has to loosen, but hidiach yodeh is not enough, because of Xere, maybe he will not be madiach. So Mele, Rav Shimon says, he has to hold on to the child in a loose way, not in tight way. That's the sheet of the Rashi in Tiras Habayis. The Rambam is Chelik. And the Rambam says just the reverse, that the Tanakhameh is the Machmir. Tanakhameh says, Imidiach is just mind is there. But suppose he's not Madiach, he just loosens his hand, so then it's not toy. Midrabonon, because of Xeira. Because if we allow him to do it in a loose way, maybe he'll do it in a tight way. You know, certain people, they don't know how to be mitzamtzem, you know, what is loose, what is tight. So if we tell him, you can hold on to the child or to the caleb in a loose way, so maybe he'll hold on to the child or to the caleb in a tight way. So because of that, according to Tanakhameh, so he has to be madiach. But ripu without adoche is not good. Midrabon. Of course, with the raisa, everybody is made it, that either case is wrong. Now the Shochno, the Mechaber, and Ramah passed by the Rashba. So that means that in the Halachi do I Tanakhameh, so the Hadocher by itself is enough, or Yerapi is enough. Yerapi is enough. Alright. Yerapi is enough. 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 Yerapi is But all the bias mind being now just the rap. Cause the cell doch, because of the eight cells of the zoo. It's like the second wash. Chill with Tobol, I saw a bile from Shoiso. Hey, he brought him to kill him at the old pain, the Motmach is also a more mind. The media shall be mind pain. The Shamashke shall learn of Miss Habu and Mikre. The Shuba in Kankzite. Rapshimene Emel Yerape. The Nawahet Rapshimene. This has torn in the reason, the Rachetem, the Rape. Bis Akmotim shall sach in the Arbor, in Amekmotim shall Zokim, whose cano, the folding in the group, shall saw Nikmat, in so shall remind the Sidhu Hashim to be Azov, you are Rosh Hashanah Maim, who is the Lord of Azov, but it was Rabu in my Chaim Toy, a little of my Yodo Dinire, a cold toy Dinire, Prabhu is a story, Vahva Pichino Hachom, a little of the Omsi of Beis, the Isho, but the Hotel Bishas Kile, the Nadin Trichem of the Maim, Mokim roli biasmayim biinon. Mokim roli biasmayim biinon. So that's the aloha of mokim roli biasmayim. So that's the question, the machlekes between the first lashon in the Rashi and the second lashon. One of the most basic halachas in Israel, according to the first lotion in the Rash, all the astronomers should take him ashmoy, that water has to be capable of coming. Whether it came in or it didn't come in, doesn't matter. But it has to be capable of coming. According to the first lotion in the Rash, if a person who is staying there closes his mouth, so then the tefillah is no tefillah. And according to the second lotion in the Rash, all the astronomers means there shouldn't be a davar achetz inside. So that even if water does come in, it doesn't penetrate completely. But if there is no davar achetz, even if the mouth is closed, so then it's a good feeling. Then there is a machlekes between tasteless and the vitvoim dush. The vitvoim dush. So, according to tasteless, inasmuch as the Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk, all the Asmaim, so it's the Reis. According to the Ritva, it's an Asmachte, with the Reis it doesn't even have to be all the Asmaim. It is a story. But only in the Rabbonon, it has to be all the Asmaim. I thought I would have voice, but anyway, first of all, there was no Shia on Tuesday. Now, for next Tuesday, I would like to start very early. Even at 9:30, if possible. I'm not making an election. But so you have to go over the Tukim, Perites and Perikyud, the Rabban of the Nore. Now, as far now first, you don't have to go over the Rash or the Rosh or the Rambam and all the Mishnayos and Perikhes, except you should go over the Rash and the Rosh. The Rash and the Rosh and the Rambam and Mishnah. But all the other Mishnahs you don't have to go over. The Rash and the Rosh and the Rambam. Just Mishnah. Now, as far as Perek Tes is concerned, so just go over the Rash and Perek Tes. But you don't have to go over the Rash and Perek Yud. There are a few important Rash in Perek Yud, I'll mention it by that, but you don't have to go inside. Just the Rash and Perek Tes.
Mishnayos Mikvos Shir Lamed by the Rosh Yeshiva Aleph Sivan Hei Toshim Mem Hei May 21st, 1985
on Tuesday. These are tzitzes in the Tefillah Menorah. Chuti tzena woolen thread or woolen ribbons, the chuti pishtan linen ribbons, and the tzitzes of the Rosh Yavonis, and the straps in the pigtails of the girls. So, in other words, so that's the tzitze, because there is not, so water is not able to penetrate between one hair and the other. Rabbi Yudai Meir, Eyum Chetiti, Mipnei Shamayim Boim Bohem. So Rabbi Yudai says that it's no chitze, in other words, it's no chitze Bein by Chutei, Bein by Chutei Saad and Bein by Chutei Tzena. So Tzena Vishotzaar Mechitzina, Mipnei Shamayim Boim Bohem. Now the Gemara in Shabbos says The Rabbonim are made to a Jude in respect to Chut Ish Osar, because water goes through. But the machleket between Rabbonim and Rabbi Yude is in respect to Chut Ish Osar. But Chut Ish Osar, everybody is made that water goes through. All right. The Rav, אם הוא חייצים, חוטי צמר וחוטי פישטון ועוצויז, שעבוניס מקלויז בהם שער שברישון, ואם הוא דוקיז בשער שבריש, ומניס המים ומקוניס בשער, של צמר ושל צער, אם הוא חייצים, ואין הלוחת רבי ושל צמר, אבל חוטי של שער, מי מלחכון, דת לימורי, אין שבס, מפרי במין של יצו, לפי שמיים נכנוסים להם, ודווקא חוטים שבריש חייציצים, אבל שוצאו אין חייציצים, שאין אישו חיינקס אס עצמו. נאו דימור עשה את זה, that only the חוטים, the ribbons in the hair, so that the woman makes very tight. But suppose she uses a חוט של צמר as a necklace, you know, of the neck, so she doesn't want to choke in it, so she doesn't make it tight, so she makes it a little loose, otherwise she feels she's choking. Some male, since she makes it a little loose, so naturally water can come in, you see. So it's all seated. Kilti halei. Now the Mishnah continues to mention the things that are tzitzit. Kilti alei means, you know, when the hair on the chest, so when it's wet from perspiration, it sticks to the chest. So then it's a tzitzit, because water cannot come in between the hair and the chest. If the hair sticks to the chest, so he has to separate it. Kutyali Beazoki. There are sometimes out of perspiration. So the hair in the beard, so one hair becomes sticks to the other hair. So then water cannot come in between the hairs. So that's it, tzitzit. Ubeis haston bisha. The hair in the private places in a woman, and it means a married woman, so she's my tennis if it sticks. Some male is a tzitzit, because the halacha is like this. It never says in Sukkah, in Yivomes, in other places too. I mean, this is a basic halacha. The Dvar Torah, so Rubin Makhti the Lord. If something obstructs the major portion of the group of the body, the major portion, and the person is Makhti to move it, he can't stand it. He doesn't like the fact that it's on him. And he is interested in removing it, even if he is not interested in removing it all the time. But suppose whenever, let's say, a person takes a bath or a shower, he takes it off. So then it's a tzitzit. If it obstructs the robe of the goof and the ismakti, sometimes he's eager to remove it. Let's say, certain things that a person doesn't mind if it's on his body, on his or her body. But when the person takes a bath or a shower, he takes it off. So it is a tzitzit. Let's say, a wristwatch. When a person takes a shower, he doesn't like to have the shower or the bath with the wristwatch on his wrist. So he takes it off. So that's a tzitzit. a ring is a pity. Why? Because usually, because even though, let's say, a person doesn't mind taking a shower, the average person doesn't mind taking a shower with the ring on the fingers, but when a woman makes a mix of dough, will she keep the diamond ring on her fingers? No, she won't, because she'll be afraid she'll stain the diamond ring. So Mela, since certain times a woman is particular of to remove the ring, even though most of the time, so she wears it, so it is chayt. So Nigeralse, there are two prerequisites to be chayt. Number one, that it should obstruct the rova guf, and number two, that it should be makpid. Suppose it obstructs the rova guf, but is not makpid. So then, it's not a tzitzen derazim. Now, with the rabbono, so rov, an obstruction, and rov aguf, even though is not makpid, is chetzet, and an obstruction and miut aguf, but is makpid, is also chetzet. But with the I say, there are two prerequisites for tzitzet. That it should obstruct the rova guf, and two, that it should be marked. With Rabbonon, one prerequisite. Rov, even in makti, and makti, even if it obstructs, just a new taboo. Now, there is halacha that Pirochas is psori, Dobar HaTofel psori, and what is that? That is the seah. So the seya also has to be immersed. The hair of the person has to be immersed in the mikveh. In the mikveh. So in regard to seya too, if it is a rov and makti, so it's chetit. Or a rube, vein and makti, is not chetit with the raise, it's chetit with the rabon. It's chetit with the rabon. And miut hamakti is also chetzis l'rabbon. But there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet, a very basic machlekes. The Raivet shita is the shita sagini that the Rambam mentions, but the Rambam is chilik on the shita sagini. The shita sagini is that since we learn out from the rochatz of sore, b'mayim, sore es, HaTofel Usore, and my new Seya, so Mele, the Shikas again is, and that's the Shikas Arayda, that Seya is considered as an entity by itself. The hair of the person is considered as an entity by itself. Suppose there will be an obstruction on the hair, on the major portion of the hair, there will be an obstruction. There will be some dirt, some tip, some mud sticking to the major portion of the body. But the whole body is clear, is devoid of obstructions. Just the hair. So according to the Gemara, the hair is considered as an entity by itself. And since Rubei Hamakido is related to the Raise, so if there will be mud sticking to the major portion of the hair, even though the rest of the body is devoid of any obstruction, so then it will be chitzimidaraisa. As if the person had an obstruction on the major portion of his body, the hair is considered as an entity by itself, like the goof. So it's a chitzimidaraisa. The Rambam is saying, the Rambam says that there is a kosu of Pirochas Psore Mamai, Es Psore, Hatofilu Psore, my new Seya, implies that the Seya is also part and parcel of the group. Without the Zerasakosu of Es Psore, I would say, the Heya He is only talking of Soviet. It's not considered as part of the Bible. And even if there is an obstruction, on the Seya, and there is an obstruction on the body, and together it constitutes the major portion of the whole body, so then sins without the Seya, it will not constitute the major portion of the body. Let's say there's an obstruction on half of the body. Half of the body has dirt. And then there is dirt on the Seya too. So then it's chizus v'raisa. But suppose the Seya is obstructed. But the body has no obstruction, so then it's not chizus v'raisa. Because HaKosuf only implies, according to Rambam, that Seyal is considered like part of the body. But not that the Seyal is a good by itself, is an entity by itself, and an obstruction on the major portion of the Seyal, even though relative to the size of the body, is just a minute fraction, a minute portion of the body. So then it's not a tzitzit. But the Shiva Sagin, the Shiva Sagin, they know that the Rasakosov of the Satovruk Zoe implies that Seya is an entity by itself, and indeed the major portion of the hair has a tzitzit. So then, and he's makpi, so then it's a tzitzit in the eyes. Alright, now. So, based on Storm Nisho, the hair on the private part of the body, married woman, so she's my pedes, so mele it's a tzitze, even on the mute of the hair, because in the Rabbanon, mute and makhid is chaitzitz. But only in a woman, based on Storm in the woman, and in married woman, but in man and an unmarried woman, yakmakli, like a man. So it's not chait. Lifluf shechutz la'ayin. Lifluf, I mean some dirt that is outside, that came out from the eye. You know, sometimes certain impurities come out from the eye. So if it's out of the eye, so then, lifluf shechutz la'ayin. So that is something that the person is makpi. Is makpi, because it doesn't look nice, you know, if you have a lifluf outside eye. It doesn't look nice. The gelet shechutz l'mako. In other words, it's pus that comes out from the wound, that dried up. So, dried up pus. It comes out from the wound, from the mark. So that's the Otiyo Shalom and the band-aid that is on top of it. The Sarakayovish. So, in other words, the moisture that drips out of the bark of the tree or from the silk that drips out from the bark of the tree, or from the fruits, the yuli tzeir shal psore, and pieces of dirt on his flesh, upotzit shetachas hatziperen, and the dough that is beneath the tziperen, even if it is kineged the flesh of the finger. So it is something that the person is makpid, he can't stand it. If you have dough here, you feel very uncomfortable and you try to remove it immediately. So it's muta makpid, so it's a tzitze. The removing, in other words, the particles of dried up sweat. So, in other words, if there is a mixture, suppose he has some dough on his hands, and then there is perspiration. It's mixed with perspiration. So that gives rise to certain fragments of a mixture of dough and perspiration. That's a tita, that a person can stand it. Tita yoga, it's a certain kind of teat. Tita yoga, in other words, the philosopher says it's tita yoga because it sticks very much. Tita yitzri, that scatters mud, tatus clay. Teach in English, believe in the beats of the Sakis 60K, that scatters clay. It's used to fill up a crack in the vessel. The Getsivoni. The Getsivoni. So that is the mud that becomes crumpled up and fragmented because of the spittle that is dropped by certain people. So that's the city's atrochim. And in other words, if when it's dried up, it is city's atrochim. And when it's moist, so then it's called Getsivoni. Izeu tita yovon, zeu tita bele, shemeno yalinu beer shein, tita yovon, tita yitzrim, patis koi kimashmoi, that is used in filling up the cracks in the kele. Rabiesim itaya bishal yitzrim, patis koi, umitame bishal meriko. Now what is meriko? Meriko is teat that is mixed with the white of an egg. All right. So the Getsivoni, Eyo Yisiris Adrochi, Shein Teivim Bohem, Vilui Madbiru Neisam. So in Teivim Bohem, so what in Teivim Bohem? In that, if in the mikveh you had this kind of mud, this kind of teeth, you cannot be tevel in that mikveh. You cannot be tevel, in other words, so the pashas aloshin of the Rambam no is mashma, that if you had, let's say, less than nem so water in the mikveh, you have, let's say, 39 so of water, and then one so is supplemented by Getsivoni, so then it's not mitzvah. The Lord is not building in some. The number of women are building in some, so there are two pshot in the Rav. One is women are building in some. In other words, if you have this kind of teeth on your roof, so it's a tzitzit. You cannot be tabled. And another pshot is that if the Getsivoni or the Seder Sadrochim, if that teeth became tummy, the moisture of that teeth became tummy, so then you cannot make a shot over it because it doesn't have a halisha mind. Hashoki is only affected by mind. So this kind of teeth, even though it's fluid-like, does not have a halisha mind, so in Mele you cannot affect Hashoki. And we show for a teeth, let's say, Mabilin Beit Yishulach. In other words, so it can be Mitzurek. Let's say you have 39 so of water and one so of regular teeth, that the, when it's so it is Mitzurek, then it has a new mind. The Yibel be Abok Shal Rabo. Suppose you have dust on your feet, So before you can be tevel yourself, you have to clean off, to remove the dust, because the dust will prevent the penetration of water. In other words, if you have a copper kettle, let's say, that is used to heat water in it, so because of the fact that constantly you boil water in that kettle, so there is a lot of smoke that adheres to the kettle, to the surface of the kettle. You see, there is clean of smoke on the outside surface. As a result of boiling water constantly in the kettle, so maybe that screen of smoke is hurting. It prevents the moistening of the kelet, of the surface of the kelet, by water. So you have to remove the screen of smoke from the surface of the kettle. So when can you realize it here on the kettle? After you rubbed off the soot, the smoke, the screen of smoke. Now, one hair became entangled with the other hair. The nazikin shashois, the mosin nazir, and the person feels very uneasy about it. He can't stand it. So he's makhi, who is a storm bishop, between shasar nechas and stabber is locking machis azir, vatinu balichu, the dafke bishop is so, shemakhelsalat smushet, is gonna have a bio who is a storm nechas. Aber die Kühe in der Kälte, aber die Stoffe zu sehen. Liebflug, sehr sein, Lied, Lira, Lied, in der Makosche, die Siatu, die Nase, Lied, die Sera Pajovic, der Sier, der dried up, in Hoyo Absor, in der Sera, der Sier, der trips out from the Ilonis, from the barks of the tree, und in der Peris, from the foots, in die Siatu, schon, Lübe, Zero, Schau, Zorisch, in die Siatu, schon, in der Lied, der Zmolt, so ist Makti, במומי שיהיו שרונים מוכלוכת פתית ולבוצית ובזהו ומיודו ביחד אחר אותו נס הלריק מן גרגירים שוסעים like grains of barley the particles of sweat become שנדיקו תית השור ולויב מדייצו אוסו נסעקים ביחוי שניסדיקו שהמיים מכניס תדיקו לו שתמרו כנושי in a lochet rabbeis. He said his drachim, teaching his mayach of the halach, how the spittle, melodom, shim halvom, uch shulach, when it's moist, niko vizivon, uch shiyogish, when it's dry, niko yosi a drachim, shikosha halach of the mire, kim halach of the yisidis, shim tevim ben, moyo mikve tit koze, ulim adilne isom hoyo apsore, yesh niforoshim, und dann tun wir es und nicht nur nehmen, aber es ist auch kein Schock, ein Fehler tief. Achutes von Kriches, schon Cham wie Cham, und mach was auch schon, war Schalewe, Schreel al-Gabo, nass es nur noch bekommen, weil ich denke, es kommt zu, es soll auch tief, nur, allen Tien, Schabschi, da bekommen, so, you can make it feel it in the kettle after he rubs off the suit. אלו שם חייציצים, פרטי הורי שובי סשכי, ubisastom bish, these are matrices, because the person is not matrix. The hair that became, that sticks to the head, to the tires, because of perspiration. So the person is not makbid, ubeis ha-shechet, under the arm, the hair under the arm. So even if it sticks to the underground, to the pit, the underground pit, the person is not makbid, who cares? So melee, it's not a tzitzit. Ubeis ha-stormish, the puberty hair in the man is not makbid. Rav Lezer in the ear. אחד איש ואחד איש או כל המקפית או חצית כשאי מקפית או אין חצית. This has to be explained. Where is the Tanakhama says that this has stolen in each so it's no chit. The puberty hair in a man, it's no chit. In a woman, a married woman, it's a chit. So Rav Lezer says, doesn't make any difference whether it's a man or a woman. But the criterion is whether the person who stayed there is makpid or the person who stayed there is not. Now the Beis Yosef says that on the union of makpid there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Rosh. I see what the Yosef says, and that's sorry, the Rambam and the Rashba. I see what the Yosef says, because the Bach says there is no machot. Mara machot, will not read it. But the Yosef, at the beginning of Simon of Tzadikhaes, he assumes that there is a basic machot between the Rambam and the Rashba. We say that Nina Torah will be a machot of faith. With the Rabbonon, it knew to Makpid all of this. So what does Makpid mean? So according to the Yosef says, according to the Rashba, Makpid does not depend upon the person who is stated, particular person who is stated, but upon the average person, Rebnyod, the average person, whether Rebnyod or Makpid, or not whether the table or the tibelis is mine. So if there is an obstruction on the roof or on the hair, that the average person is makpid, but this particular person is a slob, he doesn't care. So the Rashba says it's a chitzit. And if there is an obstruction that most people are not makpid, but he happens to be a mistiness, very sensitive, he is makpid. So it is no chitzit according to Rashba. According to Rashba, the criterion is not whether the particular person who goes tefillin is makpid or not. Whether the average person, read the other man, according to the Rambam, the Yosef says, the criterion is whether the particular person, the table of the Tibelis is mine, not whether Rebbe or the Mamak. Now, so, according to the Rashba, we understand the Pshat in the Mishnah. We understand the Pshat in the Mishnah. So, and I think that the Rashba says so in Teres Abayis, that that's the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rebbe Lezer, and the Rashba passes like the Chachom. So the Chachom say that Beis Hastorim B'Yish is no chit. Why? Because most men are not makpid. Not makpid. So Mele, even if the particular Tebe is makpid, his biggest mess, he can't stand any hair, the private hair that sticks to the goof. He can't stand it. So it's still not. because what was Daite is a Kavara. What was Daite is a Kavara. And in a human, the converse is true. In other words, in human, so most married women are Makpit and the Bisa Stone. So it is a Tzitzit, even though the particular woman is the Veles, doesn't care. That's the Chacham. God bless her in me. Echad Yish, Echad Yish, O, Kol HaMakpil Rav Chetzit, She Makpil Rav Chetzit, that if a man is Makpil, even though 90% of the men are not Makpil, though even if 99% of the men would be Makpil, but this particular thing is very sensitive. And he is Makpil, so it is a Tzitzit. And in a woman, on the other hand, conversely, if a woman happens not to be Makpil, a married woman, even though 99% of the married women are Makpil, so it's still not. But we pass no way to home. Listen, but the question is, according to the Rambam Shite, that the criteria is the capacity of the particular interpretable table in question, the developers in question. Now we should pass the way home. But then it appears the Rambam passes like Kabbalaza if the Rambam explains the machlekes between the Rabbalezer and the Chachom that way. Now we cannot say that the Rambam agrees with the Pshat of the Rashbam in the Machloket between the Chachamim and the Rambam. But where is the Rashbam passes like the Chachamim? So the Rambam passes like the Rambam, because the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah says they are like the Rambam. So why does he say that the criterion is the payday of the table in question, not Rebbe Yolof. So apparently, that's what they say. That the Rambam, you see, the Rashbo assumes it's a question of how you read the Mishnah. Eilu shem chetzit nitu kiyorei shubis ha-shechit ubis ha-stom b'ish. Ha-dwezer in the echo de ish ve-echo de isho kol ha-makid olof chetzit she-makid olof in chetzit. So according to the Rashbo, this is a hemshech of Ha-dwezer's memory. Echo de Yisho. It depends. If he's Makpil, so he's Chaytenitz. So if he's Makpil, even a man is a Tzitzit. And if she Makpil Dorof, so even a woman is not a Tzitzit. It's all part and parcel of the membrane by the blessing. But the Rambam reads it differently. Eru Shem Chaytzim Tukiyorei Shubis HaShechet Ubis HaStorim V'Yish. Der Blösser in mir, Echadonisch. Period. That's the statement by the Blösser. Then, in New Allah, nach dem Blösser, that's the Mishnah itself. That's the heart, that's how we call our name. Call our Machidol of Chetzitz. We share Machidol of Chetzitz. In other words, as a general rule, what does Pagan mean? Pagan means whether the respective table is marked or not. Not the average person, not the regular dog, but the respective table. So then you can ask, so what is the machlekes between Chachomim and Blazer? So the machlekes is in the degree of pain. In the degree of pain. In other words, you see, now let's say there's a story in English. So what is it? Does a person, is a person in the pain? Does he in the pain? Because the puberty hair being sticking to the body because of perspiration or not, it's not completely. But, you see, there's a difference between a man and a woman. A woman is very sensitive in regard to that kind of absorption. So maybe she's ready to exert an effort in order to remove the absorption. A man, he doesn't like it either. But he doesn't enjoy that absorption on the purity air. So if without any effort he can remove the absorption, he'll do it. But to exert an effort that he is not going to do, you know. He's not going to be matriach himself, you know, to exert an effort to remove the absorption. But in married woman, will even be matriach herself. She'll exert an effort in order to maseer that absorption. So that's the machlokes between the Chachomim and Rav Lezer. But then the Mishnah said, "How do you do it? What does the Pele depend on? Kol ha-machlito lo-chetzit, yishein machlito lo-be-chetzit." Now there's another question. Mishnah, according to the Rashba, so we understand this, why the Mishnah mentions this is a Chetzit and not a Chetzit. And certain things under certain circumstances are Chetzit. Under other circumstances, it is a Chetzit. In other words, certain things, so is a Chetzit when it is dry, but when it's moist, not dry, it's not a Chetzit. Why? Because the Rashba, the Gemara is telling us what the sensitivities of Rebbe Yodom are. But according to the Rambam, then the sensitivities, the Kpeda of Rebbe Yodom is not important, is the table in question. So we should ask the table, are you makpid enough, man? I mean, so why do you wish to tell us this is a Tzitzit, that is not a Tzitzit? I mean, it varies from person to person. The answer is in our mind. But suppose we don't know, we didn't ask. So in a stamp, we assume that this is a tzitzit for the person in question too. But in our mind, if we know that he's not lucky, so then it's not tzitzit. Even if 99% of the people are lucky. It's a stolen beach. Beach in the market. But the beach of the market is only so of the Paris. Beach in the market of the והוא שהגיע עורב גופי. ופסק הלוכן ומחציצה, הוא בין מקפיד על הפחיצית והפיר. הדיוק הגרוי מהמדור החיצי תחמין את הגוף אבל כי כמעשי בלוב אין חיצי סמטר אבל חכום נגוד בו על רובי שנמחתי נשמרו בהמקתי ועל מיותי המקתי פנמי נשמרו בהמקתי ונגוד בו על מיותי שנמחתי עוד מיותי המקתי והיא גוף הגזירה ואנם נקל ונקל נגזיר גזירה וגזירה Now, taste is attributes a certain shitty to Rashi, which is very strange.
שנקדור אחרי צייץ, כי דם יובש, ודלוי, ותית יובש,
כי זה פסיעו באיש, שכושב הוא ביחס ובתייסס תייסס נירן ובומס דפי חס ותומרש איץ משמע פירס בקוטרוס בישר משמע לא צורב אפילו שנימק תתחץ כי כושב רמתם ולימור לבומס איץ משמע בקנטר ודאי פירס בקוטרוס בישר what this is a tribute to us, then it will be a tremendous honor, and of course we will ask like that, meet the Mahabara Kamor and all the Poskim, the Paskim, the people on the book, so a new Sheini Makhti, his mathematics in Rabot, according to this Shite of Rashi, So, it's written in the right thing, the new thing, Marco. But why does Rashi emphasize the law? Because I mentioned in my paper to the beginning of the Rama, what was the Zerasakosu of Ted Rojas, it's called Tzori, or my name is Tzori, I thought it was Tzori, my name is here. So according to the Rambam, it's Zerasakosu only twice, the Seya is considered as part of the Bible. But rather the Seya is a good by itself, and the major portion of the Seya, even though relative to the body, it's a minute portion of the size of the body. So, but if there's an obstruction on most of the hair, so then it's in the eyes. That's the Shkisahei in the eyes. I mean, but according to the Rambam, it only implies that the Seyar is like a piece of the body, like an organ body. The Seyar is like a finger. Now, an absorption on one finger, if you sit in the right side, no, it has to be on the major portion of the body to be sit in the right. So Rashi Shiti is like a game. So Rashi wants to tell us this Kiddush, that if you have an obstruction, and most of the hair, so then it's in the right. And many Achrayim say, mention another Kiddush. I mean, it's just about also. If Seya is considered as an entity by itself, so why only the Seya of the Reish? So the Seya of his Ashechi also. I mean, Seya of his Ashechi is Machmachti, but let's say, the Seya of the Bisastorin, the Isha. So she is Macbeth. So she is Macbeth. So even the purity here, the most eager construction, and most of the purity here, even though, I mean, it is relative to the group, it's a minute portion, and relative to the totality of here, that the human has, it's also new. So it's also in the eyes. So every hair in every place, not only the hair of the head, every hair is an entity by itself. So that is Rashike. That's why Rashi emphasized Rita to tell us the Kiddush. But not that the whole aloha of mute is in the Chitzitzmigaraisi applies only to Seya, but the group in New Chin Makim is in the Chitzitzmigaraisi. That is a tremendous temper, and there is the Morris against that. But anyway, Tesis, here, Miriam, say, and the woman is that Anachai says that this is Ashike, and then Tesis, Tesis in Bombay says, Yesh in Forshi, the Rak is Seya. So, Rubesh in Makti, and Milt, Hamakti in Chetis. Our Bosso, after Milt in Makti, is Chetis in Rak. But no one is Chetis, he will have a mice to catch it. Thank you. אצלם. הוא יפלוק שבעלים, ויגל אותם המעקב, suppose you have the refluke, the dirt, inside of you. So V'gyal Eshala Ma'akev Yisaret Halach, the syrup that is moist, the V'chitzeye Shal Psorei, V'chitzeye Shetachas Hatzpiren, that is not, sometimes you have dirt, kiss, that is connected to the flesh of the finger, and sometimes you have the dirt that is not connected to the flesh of the finger, but it's outside, it protrudes beyond the flesh, it's on the nail. But the nail itself is big, so it protrudes beyond the flesh. So tzeir shetachas hatziperen, v'tziperen andu deles. כי שושל קוטן, שושל קוטן, ציפרן לגלס means a ציפרן that broke off, but it's still hanging up. It's still hanging up. So in other words, all these things are not Shushal cotton means that irregular hair that you sometimes find in the group of the cotton. Usually, every child does not have any hair. The hair comes with puberty. But sometimes you have an aberration, and children are born with hair. We're born with hair. I mean, Esau himself was born with a lot of hair. So that's Shushal Kotan. Loi Tomei de Loi Mitami. Loi Tomei means, so, in other words, first of all, it's not a tzitzit, because people don't care about that. So, and Loi Tomei means, if, let's say, a sheret, there is a loche of yodis, kapitabol esfumot. In other words, so let's say, if a sheret will come in contact with the regular hair of the person, not with the goof of the person. So the person will become tummy. Why? Because the yad, the seyon is a yad to the person. But that's only regular hair. But the abnormal hair, like shushal cotton, is not a yad. So the tummy will come in contact with the irregular hair of the cotton, the cotton will not become tummy. And suppose the cotton is tummy, and somebody else will touch the irregular hair of the cotton. So, the other person does not become tummy. Chum shalamake, tummy umtam. Now, let's see the rap. Little shabai. מלאכן חייצית, יוביש חייצית, ושחות לעין בריאו בין בלער בין יוביש חייצית. ותאי נעבד דחות לעין ולמקפי, because it's visible. בין בלער בין יוביש, מה שאין כי inside eye, so יובי שהיא sensitive about it. But לאכן לא נקייה. פיסי חיים יוביש מקפי, בלאכן ומקפי. שושל קוטן כניסה הנרד בקצרה קטני, כי נסה השנרד בגישורים שקירים פקס בעב, ואיסיסה קורבו השנישנק שושל קישס, כחציר של קוטן עדין לי קור שושל קוטן, ואנושים קירס לי שער שייטה, does not mean crazy, Sheep means Zileya. A person who is not normal is Zileya. But we say Hodi Sheep, what is it mean? Hodis is crazy. He means Zileya, and Zileya Hodis. And he has two leaves, and then one leaf on top of the two leaves we see. So, to distinguish it from the Hodis Mishurash, so we have. So when you have all the three leaves coming out in one circle, so all the shape means two leaves, and the top or below you have another. So it's an irregular color. So that's why it's called Sao Shin. Now, the Gemara uses the expression Pcheya Sheita. What does Pcheya Sheita mean? Pcheya Sheita is a Nila Yala Pcheya. Pcheya Mimei Veni Pcheya Lama. Veni Pcheya Lama. So why is he called Sheita? Why is he crazy? He's called Mimei. He's not crazy. But it means he's a Nila Yala. He is Nila Yala. There is a chat. I think there is a chat in front of my shop. In other words, why did the Gemara call him Pcheya Sheita? Because he doesn't show practical wisdom. Because if he's a Pcheya Min and not Pcheya Lami, so Pishnayim Minachas Olam, he doesn't take it. But five Svoyim has to pay for it. So he's not practically wise. I think the Mashal explained that way. But the plain meaning of Pcheya Sheita is a new level of prayer, is not a real prayer. So that's why it's called Tzah Sheita. We come in over 2 days, is Tzah and Yit Makot. When we come in over Yakot, we come in back as Mavit HaTumis, we go in this is Tzah, we go in the Shol and Yit Mavit Yad, we go in Tzah, Zeh Yedra, Yadra Hachmiz Tumaleitzi. Alright. Eilu Chetz is in the cave. This just as there is a loch of tzitzei nodom, an obstruction. So, there is a loch of tzitzei in Kelim as well. Hazefes v'ameya b'chlishchuchis Bein between in glassware, bein between bein bachutz, because people are makpid on that. Ala shulchan, v'ala tavlah, suppose that zefes and meir happens to be on a table or on a tablet that requires tefillah, or a dargish, a couch. So then it depends. In glassware, so everything, people are more sensitive in regard to any damage in glassware than in wooden things. So in melee, if there's FS in the melee, is in place for things, in glasses, let's say, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it's new or old, used or not used. So it is a tzitzit because people are marked. Mashein kei, if it is a shulchan, a tavle, a couch, so all are achieved when it's perfectly clean, when it's new. So then people are marked if there is a spot of zephyrs on the couch. But if it's an old table, so it's not clean anyway, it's not perfectly clean anyway. So in melee, people don't care, so they have a spot of zephyrs, who cares? It's not clean anyway. So, our kim chetzi, our dusim, el chetzi. Our mitzvah balbai is chetzi. If his balbo is right, who is comfortable, so then it is a chetzi. Bal shaloni, el chetzi. Because he can't maintain it in a clean state anyway. So he doesn't care for an extra stop. Our ikuf shabalabai is chaytzeit. So I mean, then the saddle that he put on the donkey. So for Balabayis, so it's Chetzeit, Vau Shal Zakokin, if he's the professional know of carrying Nedei Shaleya on the donkey, so then he can't maintain it in the saddle in a clean state anyway, so he doesn't care. So he's not much. In other words, but if the spot is less than the size of Nisalitauki, then it's not. And the Kotanekame even in Mashu. Now what's the Machlegis? It's not the Machlegis in the Tzias whether people are hating or people are not hating. The Machlegis is the degree of pain. The degree of pain. In other words, let's say, in other words, of course, people prefer not to have on the saddle any spot of dirt, even in Mashu. But they are not so sensitive. Mashinki has the size of the Sarikawaki, so then people are bothered by it. It's not just a question of preferred preference. They are bothered by it. So melee is a thing called the Shinobi. Our body is a dehonin chaitin. Suppose he had a spot of dirt and a big head, it's enough. So if he doesn't penetrate, it's one-sided, and one-sided of the gate. So then it's locked, because people are not matching. But if it penetrates, it's on both sides. The spot you see here, and you see here. So then people are matching. So it's either. You see what I think? Rabbidei meyeh mishmoy mishmoy elab mitzadechol. Again, it's not a machlekes in Mitzir. It's a machlekes. The degree of payment that is required. Rav Yehi saying here, Shal banoim, banoim, al tikho, bonoich, al boinoich. So tam lichomim, al de beini leilo. Al de beini leilo. So mele, that's the means of tam lichomim. So, tam lichomim, tam lichomim, tam lichomim, tam lichomim, tam lichomim, tam lichomim, some melee, there is more potato by Tamachor. So even Sadecho, Michel Bull, so he's not so much beef, so only the spot of dirt and the baggage is Michelin. Mipacha shows up for sin, Michel Yitzrin. In other words, those who are in the profession of pecking zephyrs, so the Mipachas, let's say the handkerchief of Zafosi, the towel of Zafosi, we shall need him of the tatters, flea tatters, we shall need tatters alone. In other words, they are of Tzitzit, the beauty in the Rashi of Kayotzi, those who are in the profession of divine pairs. So they cannot be too sensitive either. Zeaklau, kol amakidol of chaytzi, sheimakidol of eni chaytzi. Alright, now the Rav. Vameya, moskabalas. V'yish von yes in the chomer. Dagen shvit of tam, tikarash. Tagen v'yashav to mit of fudom. Dagosh, alankim chaytzi. Alankim chaytzi, mishvikab dawai. Losing Luchlochim, the demon is more effective or good, is a brusher. In Luchetis in Lukabdawai, by the time of the meeting for a bias, the only equals Moyuke, Yushalaya, Shemasina, Lahamea, Shemesi, and Mas, Zakokim, Nesi, and Lady, and Shalaya, was the peak of the value of the Hasil or Shah, and the Mazor, in Luchetis, Shemakuna, Alicho. At least I will talk to you, Rochet, the Dalet, the Argyre, Seiro, Chitzi, פוחת מטעמי מחיץ, מטעמי כמה תלויות בישור, אלא אפילו פוחת מפוליס החיץ. והלוח יש טעמי כמה, משני גדולים, שאין גם בי זה איפה יעבלת, של בנוי, תומי חכום, שאיסי מיליון שלילו, וקבדי על רבב של בידיהם, תום הרבי חנן, כותום חוכם שנמצא לבן עבוד אותך, הניס של בור גרוע ממורץ, ולקופת על מיליות של דברות. אלו אם כי יצא נהיד על איבה, ומאגז במור מיל וחיצי, היינו שאין גם בי זדולים, ותהי מאגז כשילו מביטי של המורץ, והלוח את רבי זה. ספוסים זה פסיכוביס, נאמה איסי עזפס, מפס לאילונס, שמיקלי נפסילס עם אילונס. The general rule is, those who are engaged in a profession of that involves dirt, פיל שחר קירס אילונס, בושים סולחו, שקירס הנופים מלילות, כדי שיסאבה ליד ברכות השאילון, שחיות זה משית ונחמו, ומחית פיל של קירס, אחרם רק בקיץ, יכול אנו לקחת את הלוח המפוח שלהם, ואין הלוח את רבי. רק. כל גודי סעקרים, שיכניסו שלו את הדלפון, נראה לי כאילו, יש כאילו כאילו. But, usually כאילו has an end. So suppose you thrust the handle into the keleh in a new regular way. Oishir Nisa Kidara, suppose you thrust, you push in the handle into the hole of the keleh in the regular way, but you didn't finish thrusting it properly. So the loy malka, oishir malka, you did finish, but then it broke up. So, what's the common denominator in all these cases? If the piece is showing the telephone, so then no probability is going to figure it out. It's not going to stay thrust in the hole of the cable. Because he didn't do it the regular way. Or, even if he thrust it the regular way, but he didn't finish thrusting it, so then he's not going to stay that way. Or, if it broke, so again it's going to dig it out and put it in another end. So now the common denominator in all these two cases is that it's not going to remain that way. From melee, it is something that is marked with. It's going to remove it. So melee, water, now that's an obstruction. But suppose the handle was thrust in the regular way, so true water cannot go in between at the place of juncture between the handle and the keleh. But he's not marked with that. Some melee